This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
I didn't know I needed a cosmic horror-fueled fishing game in my life, at least not until I played Dredge. It's not exactly a full-blown management sim a la Fishing Planet, but this 12-hour expedition through haunted open waters is both mysterious and compelling enough to tickle my brain and tug on all the right heartstrings. I felt possessed into flinging myself overboard with an unhinged smile cast across my lips, like one of its many macabre characters, figuratively speaking. Starting small and slow is a challenge, but upgrading my fishing boat led Dredge to spout forth a flurry of meaningful improvements to my fishing speed, inventory capacity, and my ability to scope out and evade the plethora of dangers that might rear their ugly heads at night. Managing this fishing boat is no plank walk. Five unique zones fit cozily within its relatively compact open world, hiding enough secrets, quests, and unique varieties of cartilaginous fish to fill its duration without overstaying its welcome. All I know is that I'm a contract fisherman who's rescued by the town folk of a remote island settlement called Greater Marrow. I'm given a new boat, and that's all. But due to Dredge's simple fishing and movement mechanics, this is pretty much all I need to know before I can begin my quest for fish on an open ocean. And it's there that I'm immediately treated to a gorgeous sunrise stretching over the horizon. Leaving the Bay of Greater Marrow for the first time and drinking in the sights and sounds is a treat. It's in its favor that it's so simple to pick up, both because its mesmerizing low-poly art style is so centric to its story, and because it doesn't really need me to understand too much to enjoy it. There's no combat to speak of. Just sail around, catch fish, solve the occasional puzzle, and try to return home in one piece. In fact, most of Dredge's story revolves around simple fishing minigames that just have you pressing the DualSense controller's square button in a specific rhythm, according to directions on screen. It's forgiving in that no matter how many times you mess up the prompts, you won't lose the fish, only in-game hours. I even had a friend momentarily take over my controller through the PS5's SharePlay feature and reveled in watching how quickly they were able to pick up the mechanics. Controlling your boat through tight spaces and navigating harsh waters is a breeze, since moving forward and backward, and braking, is as simple as moving the left thumbstick back and forth. It's an enjoyable added touch that progressing through each step of the main quest unlocks additional movement abilities, like the haste skill that gives a speed boost that's especially useful when getting out of the way of a hungry sea monster, but comes with the risk of destroying an engine and damaging your hull if you don't give it intermittent rests. Dredge's story is intentionally cryptic at first glance, with your ship's bow providing minimal context to the series of events unraveling in front of your eyes. But what starts out as a relaxing fishing trip rapidly takes a darker turn through threatening encounters with the ocean's natural and supernatural denizens, who turn hostile after dark. This tension is fleshed out through genuinely interesting and well-thought-out dialogue with townsfolk between quests, and the broader story's concealed undercurrents are cleverly pieced together in bottled notes found amidst the waves. Tactfully breaking up its fishing mini-games with these elements, Dredge gradually unveiled its hidden agenda and latched onto my brain like a series of parasites slithering onto my boat's deck, which is something that actually happens in more than a few cases. Things heat up at night when the fog rolls in and your panic meter begins to increase in the darkness. The higher it goes, the more likely it is that monsters and other obstacles will spawn, so you have to balance that against turning on the lights to temporarily lower panic. Of course, Light attracts monsters that will quickly destroy your boat's hull if you don't evade them, so it's a bit more challenging to manage than a simple fishing game. That brings balance and danger to every expedition. Dredge erupted out of left field as 2023's most unforgettably creepy fishing simulator. Without spoiling anything, its slow dive into Lovecraftian horror intermingles with subtle elements of seabound thrillers like Jaws and Moby Dick. And yet, despite its twists, its fishing and sailing mechanics are simple enough to be relaxing, just as long as you don't stay out past dark. Its colorful graphics, intelligent story, and seafaring sound design are alluring, but calling it a management sim betrays how simple and approachable it is. Though it still may not excite anyone in search of abysmal depths, its world map, upgrade tree, and story offer more than enough interesting decisions of their own to make a 12-hour fishing expedition feel concise. At the same time, a lack of combat and meaningful customization give little weight to its excessive grinding, and these are clear opportunities for improvement on the next voyage.
Spoken Layer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.